City kids often hold car washes or candy sales to raise money for high school activities, but some rural communities have found other avenues for commerce. In Westcliff, Colorado, the local high school, FFA, formerly known as Future Farmers of America, serves a special delicacy. From member station KRCC, Shauna Lewis reports.
Agriculture teacher Tom Flowers' workshop is hot and smoky, but not from the welding that usually goes on in here.
Well, the sound that you just heard is the sound of cooking Rocky Mountain oysters to absolute perfection.
What is a Rocky Mountain oyster anyway?
That would be a peeled and sliced testicle from a bull or calves. We use bull fries because they're bigger and we slice them on a meat slicer. But that's what it is in a nutshell, so to speak.
He just said cut them and skin them, and that's what we did. They were frozen, so it was pretty cold.
It's Ashton Schultz's first year in FFA.
There was three of us girls that did it. We couldn't get the guys to help us. They were too scared. They said it was unnatural.
Adults help, too. Becky Manley has a unique perspective after 2 hours of dipping and breading oysters.
They're soft and slimy. Very nice.
Carl Musgrave is working just one of five deep fryers.
I've fried up a couple, probably 300 or 400 so far.
Altogether, they'll fry up close to 3,000 oysters this afternoon. No wonder they call it the annual testicle festival.
You guys want some more oysters?
Over in the school multipurpose room, where the fundraising dinner is served, they also offer teriyaki chicken for the squeamish. The crowd of over 100 is definitely divided between those who eat Rocky Mountain oysters and those who don't.
I had the Rocky Mountain oysters.
How were they?
Great.
All right.
I'm hoping they're going to bring some more around.
As you may see, I don't have any on my plate.
They're wonderful. It's an acquired taste.
I'm golfing today. When I went through the line, I told them I'll just take a bucket of balls.
During dinner, many folks peruse the evening's sale catalog. The 24 FFA members are offering 8 hours of labor to the highest bidder.
Lot one, Wesley Mars Jr.
The kids, spiffy in their dark blue and gold FFA jackets, wait nervously for their turn on the block. Out in the audience, Jeff Holmberg plans to bid for some good kid labor.
I'd have him move some rocks around, maybe clean out the donkey shed. Let's just put it this way. Whatever they have to do at the end of the day, they'd have to take a shower before they went to bed.
This year, the Custer County FFA Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry and Member Sale raised over $6,000. They'll use the money for community service projects and to take the kids to the National FFA Convention. For NPR News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Westcliff, Colorado.
Just some celery, please.